Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on voice analysis. We're going to be going through some different voice analysis programs and showing you the ones that we offer. And I'm going to do a voice analysis on myself and see exactly what's wrong with me. So if you're interested, it's really cool that the intention here is that we might be able to tell precisely what's going on with anybody and simply fill in those frequencies or notes that are missing that actually cause different problems. Because the basis of all voice analysis is that you need all frequencies, and every frequency is a nutrient. So when you actually find the missing frequencies or notes, then what you do is you listen to them and or tone along with them, any vowel, to get them back into your system. So you've got a balance of all of the notes and frequencies. So we'll be playing with that here in just a bit. But let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. So first of all, the big thing we have happening is our summer intensive, which is June 18th to the 28th. It's half of our certificate program. You don't have to do the whole certificate. You could just do the summer intensive. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. So it's very immersive. People go really deep and it's profoundly transformative. You'll have a blast. You can even stay at the Institute. We don't have any beds or showers, but you can, you know, go to a gym or something, because it's only $200 for the 10 days to stay at the Institute. Or you could get an Airbnb, right? So that's June 18th to the 28th. Our whole certificate program is about how to create your own practice. So we give you many skills and techniques to do a practice or do sound baths or do workshops, and also how the whole universe works based on vibration. And vibration is the most basic aspect of all reality. So once you learn that key, oh my God, you've got the key to the universe, right? So we also have another in-person program in September, I think it's about September 5th or so, and that goes for 3.5 months. You can start the online part anytime, and you can do the whole program online, and next start time for that is May 30th, works really well on mine, actually, if you can't make it here. So that's our sound healing certificate program. We also have the advanced sound healing certificate program starting in late September. And then we've got our audio recording program. That's how to record, mix, and produce. I wrote the number one selling books, not only on sound healing, but also in audio recording, the art of mixing and the art of producing. And it teaches you how to record and mix and produce and get people really freaking hot, right? Or really freaking peaceful. And still, I've got a really unique perspective on how sound and music and recording affects people at physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do have an open house coming up at the end of June, June 30th as well. And then we also have a voice analysis software where that we're going to be going over today. You can actually get a treatment, or you can actually buy the software. We're going to go into that in detail. You have to buy it by June 1st to join the next training class, which is June 9th. We also do brainwave assessment. Brainwave assessment's different in that we find what's right, whereas the voice analysis finds what's wrong. And so that software, you can get a brainwave assessment, and then we give you CD downloads in delta for sleep, better sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning and sports, and beta for thinking, and gamma for beta for overcoming ADHD, and gamma for listening out. And the science is it's way better. Binaural beats in these brainwave states are way better when you tune it to your brain. So the assessment is to find your metabolism rhythm, and then we give you CDs tuned to that rhythm and key of you. So those are the main things happening. We also have our sound healing store. You can find about 400 different products. We have instruments, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowl, tuning forks, I mean, all types of melodic instruments, and even didgeridoos and drums and full range. But we also have the sound lounge center where you'll find all of our vibroacoustics. We've got sound tables, sound lounges. We've got vibrating pillows, vibrating dolphins, and we have the vest now, which is really powerful. It's only $340, and it will take you out into the depths of your soul. It's really six speakers, transducers that vibrate you powerfully. I use it every morning now. That's at soundloungecenter.com. We also have the full range of treatments, a couple of them I mentioned. We also have the sound therapy center where you can get a one-on-one treatment with a live practitioner. We've got about 25 practitioners ready to go. And it's really good quality. We teach them how to do miking and also how to just how to set everything up in detail so it sounds really good. And we've got effects and reverb and stuff like that. And if you want to be a practitioner, you can sign up there at soundtreatmentcenter.com and we'll train you on how to do all the miking. And you get paid, charge whatever you want. Then we have the Sound Healing Research Foundation, which if you go there, first you're going to find over 1,000 clinical papers and student papers. And those are really detailed. But then you can go to the Medical Sound Association, where we have 25 treatment plans for different issues in detail. We've got over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists that meet bi-monthly to create these treatment plans. And they're like 30 pages long. So if you've got any issue, like whether it's anxiety, depression, PTSD, or even grief on full range, even cancer, we've got that. Check it out at medicalsoundassociation.com. We also are figuring out how to heal every disease in the world with sound, music, and vibration. We have a whole framework as to how the whole body works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then also in the Research Foundation, our nonprofit, we've got the Sound Education Association, where we've created 2,500 exercises for kids. You can find a lot of them at soundeducationassociation.com, and you can download them and check those out. And you can join both the Medical Sound Association and Sound Education Association and help us change the world. All we're talking about is a new medical system, or additional medical system, I should say. I'm not going to replace the old one. It does some good things. And a new educational system. I'd like to change that one. Totally replace that one. Okay. So you'll find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Which is this page here. Or you can call me at email me david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Okay. So let's talk about voice analysis. You know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of voice analysis companies these days. And again, the main aspect of voice analysis is to find the frequencies or notes that are missing in your voice, which actually are representative of frequencies or notes that are missing in your whole system. What Alfred Tomatis found is that if you can't hear a frequency, your voice doesn't make it. And if you're not hearing a frequency, you're not getting that nutrient. And we can lose different frequencies in different ways. If you grow up with a refrigerator that's going meep, after a little bit, your ears will turn that frequency down. And then when you move out, now your ears keep turning that down. So you're now deficient. You don't get that nutrient that was the refrigerator. Or you could have a parent that's like, nee, 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 right? And so then your ear turns that down. And then when you move out, you're deficient in those frequencies. There can also be trauma, whether it's physical or emotional trauma, that can delete frequencies. Or it could even be a birth trauma, right? And it could even be past life, I imagine. Who knows? There's anything for sure around here. But these frequencies get deleted based on emotional issues and physical issues over time. So your voice is basically a complete purveyor of exactly what's going on with your whole system. Not only your template of perfection, but also every way that you and society and parents have screwed it up since you were born. So that's pretty much the basis. And then the treatments for just about all the programs is to either listen to or actually tone any vowel to get that note or frequency back in your system. So you got the full balance. It's like vitamin therapy, right? If you're missing a vitamin, you take that vitamin. So you got a balance of all the frequencies of the vitamins. So the energy flows through the system and you're healthy again. Same concept here. Right? So the first person that came up with the concept is Sherry Edwards. Sherry is probably, everybody's trying to decode the notes and the frequencies in the voice as good as possible. And Sherry's done a pretty good job. She's very intuitive. The only problem is she's like, gone and tried to sue a lot of people in the field. But she's got a program. It's a little expensive. Let's see, not this one. That one. Where was it? Oh, that's been, I had it pulled up and lost it. So Sherry Edwards, her site. She's got a voice analysis program of sound health options. There we go. And she's got a free version for the PC, and then her other version gets quite expensive. I forget how much it is. I think it's more than $1,400 or so. And she has decoded things a good amount. So might check that out. Now, there's a company that looks like I think she sued this company, BioWave. So BioWaves is now actually giving away their software for free. But it's only for PC. And if you go to their site, biowaves.com, and go to the software, you'll find this Identify software, which is pretty cool. I've actually talked to them. They do pretty cool little analysis, and it doesn't cost anything. That's worth checking out. I've had almost all of these voice analysis companies on my at my sound healing conferences, so I got to learn what each one does. Most of them are looking at the harmonics and looking for missing frequencies in the harmonic structure of the sound. So that's BioWaves. Then there's also the company Evox. So it's actually Zyto, but they've got the device Evox, which is a little expensive. It's over $10,000. But this is very cool. I actually I used to have an instructor that taught this one, and I did it. He did a treatment on me, and he had me talk about my parents, specifically my father. And what they actually do, they don't just use voice analysis. They actually also have a pad that you put your hand on, and it sends electronic signals through the body and pings different organs. And then, based on those two assessments, they send scalar waves, which are quantum frequencies, into your body to resonate the issue with your parent, my father in this case. So it really brings it up. And so the problem is really focused. And then they actually look at the frequencies of what's going on as you talk about them. And then they give you the opposite of that to actually fill in the missing frequencies and get the balance. It's very cool. I completely transformed my whole relationship with my father. Instead of thinking like he was kind of a jerk, right? I ended up thinking he's just a human being trying to make it like the rest of us, right? So that was very transformative. That's the Zaito Evox. There's also, I'll tell you about this one, but it doesn't exist anymore. There was the Portico by Don Estes. He has a different version. He sold the software for the Portico, and he was doing some very cool stuff with that. He was not only looking at the actual voice and harmonic, he was also looking at the timing as to which the volume got louder when you spoke on each syllable. And he was looking at the phase relationship, the actual timing as to when the sound started in your vocal cords. Right. So he got really, really deep. And it was very cool to be able to see the full perspective of what was going on with you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But he sold that to some company, and I don't know that they've actually brought it back out yet. Right. That was the Portico. And then there's the program by Quantum Sound Therapy. It was a guy named Robert Loy. And Robert, like 20 years ago, somebody came to Robert and said, here is a Tesla coil that you invented in Atlantean times, but no one's going to be ready for it for 10 years. So 10 years ago, he came out with the voice analysis, this actual, well, not voice analysis, this device that called the iCube. And it's got three Tesla-like coils wrapped around 9 inert noble gases, and it puts out a scalar wave field for 30 miles. You actually play music and frequencies through it, and it converts them to scalar waves. And it's, oh my God, it's so effective. We got a couple in the school, and it's really transformed the energy of the school dramatically. I remember when we first got it, it was like, oh my God, my crown chakra can open more. I've had people come in and go, what is going on in here? Or people that couldn't even be in the city, but they could be in our building. Right? And so they also have a voice analysis program that comes with it that you do online. And the way theirs works, they are looking at harmonics, the higher frequencies in any sound of your voice. But they're also looking for joy. Robert told me of how it works. He said they're looking, so they actually have you say some really funny sounds, like ba ba ga da da ba ba, to try to get you to laugh, right? And then they take those frequencies and not only fill in the ones that are missing, but they actually have you play back the frequency content of that joy that you recorded in your voice, that you had in your voice. And that's really cool. Helena now runs the company because Robert just passed away last year. And it's just really, really cool what they do. I love this. We also carry this at our institute as well. You can find that at quantumsoundtherapy.com. But then we've got our program, which is called Voice Analysis Harmony. You can find it at voiceanalysisharmony.com. So what this program is quite different than all the other voice analysis programs in that we're not looking at harmonics. And because we're not looking at harmonics, it's actually we're able to do it over the phone or over the internet. If you're looking at harmonics, the phone and the internet does not carry higher frequencies of sound well at all. But we're not looking for that. We're looking for how many times you sing each note when you speak. We all sing when we speak, right? Some of us sing really interesting songs. And when somebody's about to die, they stay on the same note the whole time because they don't have enough energy to go anywhere else. So the woman that created the program did 20 years of research in hospitals and therapy centers and found different patterns for different issues, physically and emotionally. So it's really based on some good science, right? And we've got a detailed chart that I can't show you that shows all these correspondences between the notes and the actual issues. And so that's the basis of the whole thing. So the way it works is we actually do, let me just do it here. After you do the actual voice analysis, the remedy is to actually listen to and tone along with any vowel, I'll show you in a bit, to actually get that note back in your system. And we've done tests where we've actually had people tone that missing note. And after 10 minutes, you can do another voice analysis and that note will be higher in your voice. It's really cool. So it actually does get it back into your system. You can also get on a sound table or use the vest and do it that way. And that's really powerful. If you listen, it's okay, but it's not nearly as effective as toning for the remedy or getting on a sound table. Right? So it's really, really good for a lot of different issues. Let's see. You can set up your own practice. Oh, here's the other cool thing. You can also actually test for different essential oils or flower essences. And also you can test for different foods as well to see after you do a basic treatment or a basic assessment, then you see what's missing. And then you taste or sniff the oils to see what will bring up those missing notes, right? Or if something brings up a note that's already too high, you really don't want to use that oil or food, right? So it's really good for a lot of different issues. So let's do an actual voice analysis on me. Okay? So here's the actual software. It works on Windows, but if you have an older Mac, you can run it on Parallels, because Parallels will allow you to run Windows on the Mac. It doesn't work on an M1, M2, or M3 Mac, though. Okay, so the way we do it is we do three tests. And the first test is to walk us through your house and tell us where everything is. This is the baseline. So there's no emotions, no likes or dislikes, no colors, just where everything is. All right. So let me do this and tell you where everything is in my house, okay? And we'll do a whole one on me right now. Okay, so here we go. So you walk in the front door, and on the left is a bunch of shoes on the floor. Normally there's a kitty that meets me at the door, and then I've got the coat closet on the left. You come on in, there's a TV with a sheet over it, or tapestry over it on the right, all my crystal bowls on the floor. And then we got a teddy bear down there with a stuffed owl as well. And then we got speakers over on the left is my chair that I sit in. And the couch is right here in the center. And then you can go around to the dining room table on into the kitchen, where you'll see a little altar as well. And that's all I need. Okay. So the what we're looking at here is how many times I sang that note when I was speaking. So on this chart here, you can actually see that I sang C sharp 13 times, 10 times in the center octave and three times in the center octave and 10 times in one octave below middle C. Right? So you can see how many times I actually sang those notes. Now we're going to do a second test. Second test is to tell us where I'm talking to myself now. Tell us where you any stresses in your life, right? Okay, so let's see. Let me go ahead and tell you about my stresses. Well, about the only stress is I've been a little tired lately. I've kind of got a little adrenal fatigue because I've been staying up late, talking to my friend, kind of having a really good time. And actually, we have some funding sources coming in, so I've gotten really excited and sometimes get so excited that I can't really sleep. So I haven't been getting quite enough sleep. And really just, you know, that's probably the main thing. I do have a little chronic pain in my left neck because I broke out a windshield when I was in high school. And so that hurts occasionally. It's interesting that it hurts especially more when I'm actually really tired. So somehow it's tied to my adrenals. So it's kind of those health things are the main issues that I have as stresses. Okay. So that's the second one. The third one we do is we ask about your future. So let me tell you about my future. My future is so bright. I need sunglasses. Oh my God. There's like, you know, a lot of funding coming in so we can start working on changing the whole medical system. We're going to be doing research and bringing it into hospitals and clinics. And we're going to do clinical research to prove how the sound lounge and brainwave assessment and our virtual reality system actually helps with anxiety, depression, PTSD, and addiction. We're also going to be working on pain to find the frequencies of the nerve so we can actually get rid of like 80 to 90% of pain. Down the line, we're going to be working on cancer with the frequencies that Anthony Holland has come up with. So that's just the medical side, but then there's the whole educational side where we're going to be creating, you know, 20 schools around the world to actually change the whole curriculum so we can light kids up and never leave a kid behind so that we always look for their gifts instead of their test grade. Okay. So here's a combination of all three tests. So the height of each colored bar is the number of times that I sang that note when I was speaking. The white line here is the vitality line. It's a measurement of fluctuations of volume in my voice, right? So it's actually a little above average. So I've got a good amount of energy, even though I'm feeling a little exhausted from staying up too late. So I'm actually doing pretty good there on the vitality line. With the, so again, these, the height of each bar is the number of times I sang that note when I was speaking. Ideally, what you want is a bell curve. You don't want them all to be the same. You want a bell curve. So I've got a pretty good bell curve. So the peak of my bell curve, and it's different for different people, is right here. So to have a smooth bell curve, it should, this one's a little bit high, so it should be about here is the highest it should be. Then it will come down smoothly. That's pretty smooth down to there. Little jumps. Oh, that's a big jump. So that's not so smooth. So that one's a little low on the bell curve. That one's almost perfect on the bell curve. Those are a little low too. Should only be about down to here. And then it starts going back up. So that one's a little low. And then it goes back up. Those are pretty close, right? Maybe the C should be a little bit higher, right? On the way over back to the B, right? So compared to an ideal bell curve, I've got a few notes that are too low. The D, the E, the F, and the G, right? And my B is a little bit high, right? So let me tell you the corresponding issues, or a couple of the corresponding issues for those notes, the D, E, F, and G, okay? So find my chart here. Okay, so the D is the left kidney, which is really important. And it's also, there has to do with arteries as well. And the emotional aspect is a fixer, likes to fix people, problems, things, issues. Oh, that would be a guy like myself. Your own worst critic, yep, may not like change. Yeah, well, change is not bad. Okay, so there's the D. Let me double check the issues here again. I already forgot the notes. D, E, F, and B. Okay, so the E is like the spleen, thymus, and then the F is the pancreas. So, and there's different emotional issues for those as well. And then the B is too high. If it's too high, it's the same issue, whether it's too high or too low, but it's really just overactivated. And B is around the colon and other issues there. Okay. So the remedy, let me share my screen again here. Let's see. Okay. So there we go. Cool. Share screen. Sound. Okay. So my remedy is going to be the, we try to only do two or three. So I would do the D, E, and F. Now we can also bring down the one that's too high with the opposite, which is six notes over, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which happens to be the F. So bingo, I got really lucky. I mean, if it were F sharp, the opposite of the B were F sharp, we wouldn't do it because that would bring up the F sharp. When we tone and listen to the F sharp, it would bring it up too high, even though it would bring down the B. But it's actually the F, so it worked perfectly. I can tone the F, it will get higher, and the B will come down. That's the F is like the best one for me to work on because it's really, really, I'll get two things at once. I bring up the F and bring down the B, right? So my remedy is going to be, I would do the D, E, and F. And the way it works is to listen twice a day to the 20-minute songs in D, E, and F, which is a lot, but it's good background music. And then to tone along with it any vowel or for half of the time. That means 10 minutes per song, right? So and that will get that note higher. And if it happens to be the opposite of something that's too high, it'll bring it down, right? And that's the remedy. And it's really effective. Let me show you the actual song. Actually, I'm play a little bit of this song in F. So you'll see me being healed right here, right? Okay. So here's the song that we give people, all the different songs in the different keys. And I'm going to play just the F for a bit here. Okay. So this is our song, Awakening. So just enjoy. And if you want, watch me going into another dimension and being healed.
Okay.
So besides playing the songs that we have, you could actually just play a crystal bowl. And here's an example of a crystal bowl in F, right? And then tone along with this. I'll tone along with it right now. So it really tells you even what crystal bowls you should listen to, right? Or tone along with, especially. That's very cool. So we've got, you can get an actual treatment. You go to voiceanalysisharmony.com, or that's where you can actually get the whole software as well. And we've got, again, we've got all these different testimonials as well. We've got training coming up June 9th, if you wanted to actually do it. And it's really cool because you can add it to your practice. And you can even do it online and over the phone as well. A computer program can find the fundamental note of a syllable that you speak really easily, even if it's distorted. It can easily tell the fundamental note of that sound. So that's why it still works over the internet or over the phone as well. Okay. So that's the Voice Analysis Harmony software. I'm going to go ahead and just play another song right now. Where we end here. And we'll just do. Oh, I know what I'll do. I finished up earlier here. So let's do our song for. Let's see. Let's do it for fatigue. This is a really nice one. I don't think I've ever played this one. I'm going to start into it so I don't run out of time. 5 minutes. No, we don't run out of time. Okay, so here's our song for fatigue. This we did for Massachusetts General Hospital. They use this in the integrative therapy department. Yeah. Okay, enjoy. Thank you. go back to our intention, that we may have a non-invasive way to assess the body and figure out exactly what's going on and have a remedy that will do it and basically heal and cure down the line every single issue based on frequency and vibration, so we don't hurt anybody anymore. And it's really inexpensive, and it's really effective, and it's fun as well. Hold that intention energy for the rest of the afternoon or evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening.